I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN says all aid deliveries to southern Gaza's Rafah are on hold amid a lack of security and supplies, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The UN says both its main agency for Palestinian refugees and the World Food Program have halted Rafah aid.
Due to ongoing military operation,
which UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says has left the two programs without supplies for Rafah. The result?
People don't eat.
The moves came as the World Food Program warned the new U.S. peer project for getting aid to Gaza may fail unless Israel improves security conditions. Deliveries from the pier stopped Saturday after crowds looted aid trucks before they arrived at warehouses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters interrupted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as he began offering testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday.
Pursuing Russia was 6 years old! An Israeli killer! Hit Russia was 6 years old!
Blinken reiterated the support to President Joe Biden's administration for Israel, but insisted it was focused on easing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Republicans also called for actions in response to the International Criminal Court prosecutor's announcement on Monday he had requested arrest warrants for Netanyahu and his defense minister over alleged war crimes in the Gaza conflict. EU countries have formally adopted a plan to use windfall profits from Russian central bank assets frozen in the EU for Ukraine's defense, the Belgian government said on Tuesday. The text only needed a rubber stamp by ministers after EU ambassadors reached the agreement in early May.